According to the Planning Institute of Jamaica, the country's poverty rate is now at the lowest level since official records began. This is WAVS News. The PIOJ says poverty in Jamaica was cut by more than half in 2023 when compared to 2021. PIO Director General Dr. Wayne Henry says the rate of poverty in Jamaica for 2023 was 8.2%, the lowest recorded rate since the country started keeping records in 1989. Dr. Wayne Henry says that trend has now been substantially reversed, with poverty sharply declining in 2023.
Jamaica's national poverty rate declined from 16.7% in 2021 to 8.2% in 2023, the lowest figure ever recorded since poverty rates were first measured in 1989. The estimate for 2024 will be provided later this year once the GSLC data is received from Statistics.
The PIOJ Director General says poverty dropped across the country, but the rate of reduction was variable in the metropolitan Kingston and St. Andrew area.
In the greater Kingston metropolitan area, poverty fell from 10.4% in 2021 to 3% in 2023. In other urban centers, OUC, the rate declined to 9% from 15.5% in 2021. In rural areas, which historically experienced the highest rates of poverty, the rate dropped from 22.1% to 11.5%.
In Barbados, meanwhile, the head of the Nurses Committee of the National Union of Public Workers is hitting back at the assertions made by the chief executive officer of the Queen Elizabeth Hospital, Neil Clark, that nursing levels are strong. Chair of the committee, Michelle Marshall, highlighted challenges nurses are experiencing, especially at nights.
It is important to clarify the lived reality that's experienced daily by nurses on the ground. Contrary to the assertion that there's no understaffing, our members are constantly reporting unsafe nurse-to-patient ratios, particularly during the night duty and the evening duty, leading to increased risk for both patients and nurses. Fatigue, burnout, and moral distress are on the rise, which are impacting the quality of care and leading to poor levels of staff retention.
In St. Lucia, meanwhile, staff at the Dennery Hospital have completed a customer satisfaction training workshop aimed at enhancing service delivery and improving the overall patient experience. The workshop, spearheaded by the Health Ministry, was part of the ongoing performance-based financing project, which seeks to improve healthcare quality through targeted initiatives. In Guyana, two Bartica women charged with drug trafficking, one is a pensioner and a young unemployed woman, arraigned on Wednesday on drug trafficking charges and released on bail. Police say the women pled not guilty and were placed on $50,000 bail. This is Winston Barnes, WAVS News.